Number 20 is It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh my god, that should be number one.
No.
Fuck that. I shouldn't even be on a list.
That'd be top 20. I love Jimmy Stewart.
No. Have you guys like seen this movie?
I have seen it more times than I want to see it.
I've seen it a number of times. I love
it. It's a good story.
I love it every time.
My favorite movie. One of my favorite movies.
One of my favorite movies too.
I love the fucking attitude in it. Jimmy Stewart's acting.
Just wait. Where did you get those lists from? Can you clarify?
This is from AFI.com.
All right.
Oh, fuck. That's a stupid list.
AFI is the reputable
American Film Institute.
Yep.
This is the Film Institute. So AFI, if they're putting it at that number 20, I have to agree. I fucking saw it.
I liked it.
I've watched this movie about 10 times.
But it's a Christmas show. I love it. It's not a Christmas show. But it comes on every year at this time of the year.
Yep. But it shouldn't.
And everybody watches it every day of their life.
It's like Wizard of Oz. Every time you ring the bell.
It's not about that. It's about a person who's trying to change his life.
Trying to kill himself.
Yes. And then he realizes, just wait. If you never lived, just wait.
You're trying to make this a dark movie. Well, this is not a dark movie.
The movie is about, just wait. The movie's about if you never lived. Let's just say that Mark never lived. Albert never lived. Harry never lived. You know what my life would be like? It would be totally different. You know where I would not be? Right here in this hotel room talking about this. You know why? Because
you'd probably still be
a Christian. Things might have been different.
That's what that movie's about. Who knows?
Yeah. That movie's about where would you be if those people didn't live?
What if those incidences didn't happen? To push you to this point.
Yeah, that's why that movie's so great, because that movie should be number one.
Man. It's the Family Man.
It's sort of like that, but it's not really talking
about No, Family Man is a ripoff. This movie's the original.
Okay, I hate that movie. Next one.
Yeah. No, you should not hate that movie.
Albert on
it. I like it. I love that movie.
I love it.
I love it. Hate it. I just don't think it's
number 19. On the Waterfront. I could have been a contender.
Marlon Brando. Yes.
I love this movie. I've never seen it. You've never seen this movie? Have you seen it? I have not seen this movie. Oh my god, watch it. On the Waterfront, when he gets to that scene, I could have been a contender. That is a great scene. The whole scene before that with the fight on the docks.
All right.
One scene does not describe a whole movie.
AFI.
So good.
I'm going to say right now, AFI was fucking drunk or stoned when they made this list.
No, this is...
Because they're all a bunch of pretentious assholes.
On the Waterfront is really good. Okay. I've watched it a couple of times.
Let's keep going.
You can't not watch Brando and think that's not a good movie.
Brando's a great actor.
Number 18 is The General.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
By Buster Keaton? If you say it's Buster Keaton...
Can we get some...
That's wrong.
He's on this list.
Because Buster Keaton...
No, Buster
Keaton. It's Buster Keaton's.
Yeah, Buster Keaton, the general.
Yep.
Oh my God. I've seen that movie.
Yep, that's what it is.
Buster Keaton's the general is basically about a man who's a soldier who fights the war in World War II and becomes the general. You know why? Because he's willing to do the brave things. How does that get better than any of those first two movies? That's fucking wrong.
No, I think it's... Was it not spoken word?
Yeah, it's unspoken. Yeah, it's black and white.
I think that might be partly why.
But Buster Keaton was a comedian. That movie was a comedy movie.
That might be partly why, too. That might be partly why. Because how many comedy movies can make the impact that he made in 1928?
One out of four of us hasn't seen it, except me.
I've seen Buster Keaton movies, though. But
I've seen The General.
I don't think I've seen this one.
Never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
Yay!
So I win the argument because none of you ever seen it.
So number 34. Okay. Number 17, The Graduate.
I've never seen
Dustin Hoffman.
Never seen it. I know what it is.
Then Mrs. Robinson. That's that scene.
I know about it. It's the older woman and the younger guy.
Robinson. That's that one.
Let's go to top 10.
Okay. Let's go to top 10. Let's go to the straight to the 10 because there's some bullshit movies in between. Number 10, The Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
I think so.
For the time, it was amazing.
Honestly, the cinematography and the...
The
thing behind and the characterization for 1939?
Yeah.
Actually, that could be 1979. Be watching this movie and I'd be thinking, oh, that's 40 years later. It looks right.
I remember watching it in the 70s and enjoying this movie.
Good movie.
When I was young.
Yeah, it is a good movie. It's scary. But it's also kid-friendly at the same time. It's actually really good.
I honestly love the story.
Okay, so number 10, Wizard of Oz gets a good rating.
Number 9, Vertigo.
That's a good movie.
Hitchcock.
Is it better than... I don't know.
Yes.
No, it isn't, because the twist at the end is not enough to pull it off.
It's the way it's filmed.
That's true.
I still think it's the way it's filmed. I think the way The Wizard of Oz filmed from 39 has a 39 feel. It's very early film. The way The Vertigo is filmed, the way Hitchcock's doing it, there's a whole different sequence the way things are being done.
I did
there.
Watch it. It's
fun.
The psychological exciting. Factor is high in it. It's really strong, but
still better.
Know.
He still improves on the process. He's bringing a new process in.
Yes.
I like that about Hitchcock. I really like that about Hitchcock.
Well, that's true. Hitchcock is
Hitchcock's
good.
Not great.
If there's the another
shit he does
Hitchcock
is interesting
this
enough.
Way, if there's another Hitchcock film above this, I'm going to call bullshit. Let's go on.
Okay. Number 8, Schindler's List, Spielberg.
No.
Whoa. No, that should be really high. Yes.
No.
That's pretty high.
This is The Red Coat.
Way out of the list for me. Spielberg movies are all the same. It's always good, absolute good versus absolute bad. All of his movies are all the same.
Oh, shit.
Schindler's List is all, CT, is all the same. Absolute good versus absolute bad.
Absolute
that
shit.
Doesn't exist.
It seems too high on
but
the
isn't
list.
It the best of the Schindler? Like, sorry, is it the best of the
I'd put, if I'm
Spielberg
put a
movies,
movie, if I'm putting E.T.
What is the better Spielberg movie?
E.T.
Raiders of the Lost
no,
Ark?
No, E.T.'s not a better
yes,
Spielberg
E.T.
movie.
How many E.T.'s fucking sequels are
Goonies.
There?
Goonies.
I hate E.T. Spielberg, that was his pinnacle.
No. Saving Private Ryan.
No.
Is better
I liked
than
it.
That.
I hate Saving Private
Ryan.
You're fucking wrong. So.
In Schindler's List on
Saving Private Ryan.
In the war,
Saving no. Private Ryan.
But way better.
Schindler's List is a feel, I want a feel for you movie. That's what it is.
It
it's
is.
The Jews are getting persecuted. The Jews are getting murdered. And he made a movie about it.
But he was the first one who did it.
No, he wasn't the first. But
who
was
the first,
the one
then?
That made it big doing it.
Yeah.
There were others before him. And I had seen a documentary on it, and other people had done stuff before him, but not as... They didn't want to do the realism for it, because they said, if you make this too real, this is too painful of a thing to do.
I don't know.
For the
I
survivors...
Saw, I saw
don't
Schindler's
see
List.
This.
It touched me in ways I could not
I love
talk
Schindler's
about.
List. I personally love the movie.
I love it.
But is it top 10? No.
It's top 10.
I love the movie. It's not top 10.
I like the
I
movie
I can go
too.
Down the list, and I can find another... E.T. is 24.
You say Money Pit? If you say Money,
Money
Pit,
Pit.
Money, Apocalypse Now... 30. Oh. I would put Apocalypse Now right in that spot.
It's not
from watching that movie.
Who directed Apocalypse Now?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Who's in that movie? Brando.
Yeah,
Brando.
Brando's character in that movie is the best character you'll ever see in a movie.
Martin Sheen.
The only thing that makes that movie so great is that part when Brando comes in. He's
at the very
crazy.
End. Yeah. At the very end.
Yes.
Crazy! It's just like
Colonel Kurtz.
This is about war.
It's also very
you.
Modern.
Colonel
it's very
Kurtz,
warlike.
Yeah. Colonel Kurtz has lost his mind, and Martin Sheen goes in there, and Martin Sheen is our character. He's a human character, and he realizes Colonel Kurtz
I'm
has
trying to be
lost
normal.
His mind.
And they just hear this tale.
It's the best. It's the best.
It's honestly the best.
But,
I honestly love them. Every time it comes on, I watch it.
But
because
just,
I just love that. I'm just like
that's
that
true. But
so good.
To get back to something,
that's how good Brando was, though.
Yeah.
To get back to World War II movies, I think that Schindler's List also did like what Brando and Ford Francis Ford Coppola did for
to,
Vietnam War.
It's hard to bring out a character like
Schindler's
that,
List
Schindler,
did for World War II. Those
you,
are two different wars.
Schindler played by what's his not is
well,
not
name
the same
a number,
as listening to Brando the, crazy.
That's
in,
true. But name another World War II movie that's going to compete
Platoon.
With Schindler's List.
Downfall.
Yeah. Platoon.
No.
Downfall.
Schindler, no,
Private
World
Ryan.
War II.
Platoon
just
was
like,
Vietnam.
Saving
like Downfall.
Ryan. Ryan.
No,
World
you guys
War
are talking about Vietnam worries.
Okay.
No, Downfall. Downfall
World
was
War
II. Two.
Let's just concentrate on World War II.
Buster Keaton.
Name a
movie?
World War II movie that was good as Schindler's List.
Star Wars.
Downfall.
That's not a World War II movie.
Downfall.
No,
what's
Saving
Downfall?
Private
Downfall.
Saving
that's,
Private
that
Ryan.
That a World War II.
Downfall was the history of Hitler and his downfall into Descent of Madness. And it was
and
a great movie,
cult.
And it was German.
That's better than Schindler's List.
Much better.
Why?
Because Schindler's List was a bunch of bullshit about how Oscar Schindler was a good person.
Was he?
And Oscar Schindler was not a good person. Oscar Schindler was a man that benefited off of Jewish slavery.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Made money on this. Is it?
Made
then,
money off of Jewish
why
slavery.
Why is the other movie better then?
Because they had an honest portrayal of Hitler's downfall. In his last days, his descent into madness.
But then
how
why do you
not relinquish
celebrate
power?
The villain versus the people who suffered.
The villain
it
more
didn't celebrate.
I'm sorry.
It showed Hitler's
like
downfall.
Do you want to watch Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker? You tell me.
Downfall was a better movie. It was German made. That's a
good question.
It showed Hitler's downfall in the bunker, his last days.
But I don't want to watch a movie about Hitler because I fucking hate Hitler. Yes. I want to watch a movie about somebody who did
Hitler.
Something.
I want to meet
but
Hitler.
But Oscar Schindler didn't do anything. Oscar Schindler was a man.
He saved some people.
No, he didn't.
But he did.
Oscar Schindler was a man that only.
He's a righteous Jew.
I'm not saying. That's it. No, I'm not saying Oscar Schindler was a hero. I'm just saying that he did save some people. In a really hard time for his time. Hitler did not
That's
do anything great.
It.
No, but Hitler did not. The downfall of Hitler.
Yeah, but what's this got to do with movies?
Let's watch the downfall of
about
any
movie.
Movies
that movie,
are about
right?
a story.
Let's not watch movies about the downfall
how well
of the
crafted
bad
is
person.
This
Let's
story.
Watch about the...
Okay, first of all,
how good is this story?
Downfall was an honest portrayal of what actually happened.
876.
Schindler's List is not... An honest portrayal of what actually happened.
That's
no,
true.
It's a bunch
but
of
they,
bullshit.
They did a good job of what they had.
Oscar Schindler was not that person.
No, Schindler
That's
is
true.
Not
That's
that
true.
Person.
Oscar Schindler,
Schindler
was
is
not.
Not that great of a person.
Oscar Schindler benefited
he
off of Jewish
slavery.
He wanted
the money.
Yeah.
He wanted
Oscar
the money.
Oscar Schindler was an honest capitalist.
It's a bunch of bullshit,
yeah.
and
yeah.
Spielberg
when,
turned him into a hero.
When the Jewish, when the Jewish
the
nation,
guy became
true.
A hero.
When the Jewish nation was slaves, Oscar Schindler was happy to benefit off of slavery. When it came to murder. He was not happy.
No.
But he was still happy to be a slave owner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he a moral person?
No. No, he wasn't.
He's slightly more moral than slave owner.
Yeah.
Whatever he was a slave owner. He was a slave owner.
Yeah, no, exactly he was not a good person. I'm not saying he was a good person.
He's not exactly freeing him.
But Steven Spielberg made him into a good person.
Okay, let's go to number 765. That's true. Lawrence of Arabia... Gone with the Wind,
never
Singing
heard of
in
it,
the Rain.
Never watched it. Never
Lawrence
watched,
of Arabia.
Never watched
loved.
Any of them. They're all old bullshit.
I've seen
no,
Singing
no,
in the Rain.
Wait, you gotta watch Lawrence of Arabia.
I've seen Singing in the Rain.
I've seen Lawrence of Arabia.
Hey, what do you think?
I love Lawrence of Arabia.
Old
I love
bullshit.
Gone with the Wind. Those are great movies. Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind actually portrays the South
you're
of
wrong.
America at that time in a really true portrayal.
Right.
They did a great job.
There,
yeah. They were
Singing
slave owners and
in the Rain.
I don't remember that. That movie's
that's
bullshit.
One of the first musicals to hit it big.
But Gone with the Wind is one of my
one.
Favorite movies.
Terrible.
Because
all
they
of them.
Showed it's terrible.
What's you, next?
Fred I hate scary. Them all. That's why I fucking
I love Gone with the Wind.
Three.
How's AFI? Next. Let's go to ranker.com.
Okay, number four to number one. Number four, Raging Bull.
Of course.
What?
Raging Bull is amazing.
So why would you pick this fucking bullshit boxing movie over something that
have
actually has to do
Raging
something?
Raging Bull from
no, but,
the fucking Scorsese?
No, I haven't. I actually haven't.
you
if,
should watch
have
it.
Have you watched Gone with the Wind, which actually has something to do with Civil War activity?
What?
I've seen Gone with the Wind, and it's not meter. About Civil War. Second of all, Raging Bull is about Jake LaMotta, the real person, and about
behavior.
His real struggle in life.
Beating his wife?
Beating his wife is an honest portrayal about
honest
him and his brother.
Like
the him and his brother like break down. Robert De Niro and
great
the character
movie.
Of Jake LaMotta.
It's his brother, right?
It's
Joe
his
Pesci's
brother.
His brother.
Joe Pesci's,
Pesci's
his brother.
His brother's trainer. And
okay. I was telling him about the story.
Like shit. He's kind of gets in his head. He's getting up there and it gets to his head. And he's an asshole. But when he's working his way up, he's a great guy.
But how can you
but
say that's better than Gone with the Wind? If you haven't seen Gone with the Wind.
I've watched
Gone with the Wind is also really good.
And I've watched Raging Bull, the whole movie, a couple of times. And Raging Bull's black and white in 1980.
Watch
but
Gone
honestly,
with the Wind.
You watch that movie and you think, De Niro is LaMotta.
He becomes
he
him.
It.
He becomes him.
You honestly think
I
he's
actually
that good.
Do want to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Raging
I think
Bull
you gotta go watch
amazing.
This movie. Pesci's a little bitch in that movie. He's the brother. But LaMotta starts getting this attitude. He gets better and better and better.
So I watched Grudge Match recently, and that had Robert De Niro, and
no,
he
that's
sucked.
Garbage.
I've seen,
that shit.
I've seen a lot of movies.
You guys are all wrong, just so. We'll go
I've seen a lot of movies.
Realist here.
Let me speak.
Okay,
I've seen a lot of
after.
Movies.
We'll go through the
okay,
first.
I've seen hundreds of movies. I've seen hundreds of movies.
Raging Bull's top
and
five.
Raging Bull intro is the best intro I've ever seen to any movie ever made.
But how is Raging Bull better than Taxi Driver? Taxi Driver
it's
is also a great movie.
Better.
Robert De Niro
in
both movies. Taxi Driver is a great movie.
It's a good movie.
Taxi Driver is right up there.
I don't see the love for it. I personally don't.
What I don't
watched
get though.
Bull and I love it.
I've seen
it
one time. I've seen it the one.
There's something you fall in love with in that movie. I don't know what it is. You watch the whole movie through. You'll be like, that's a good movie. You'll watch it again. And you'll keep. It's like The Godfather. You keep watching it over and over. It's one of those movies that you just do like that. Because
if
it's just
you,
so good.
If you just let me part. If you say if The Departed is one of the top ones and Scorsese won an Oscar for that, which Scorsese should not have
this
won
is the one
an Oscar
Scorsese
for that.
Should have won an Oscar.
Yeah, Scorsese should have won an Oscar for that one.
Because this is the one that launched Departed his career.
Sucked. I hated this The Departed. This was the one
that launched Scorsese's career to doing all the great
films. That Departed was terrible.
This was
Departed was obvious and trite.
This film.
It didn't need an Oscar.
Okay, no.
Let's do this list first.
Taxi Driver was perfect.
Taxi Driver is way better than Departed.
That list sucks. Casablanca.
Casablanca is a good movie. I'm going to agree with that. I've seen Casablanca. Great movie.
Bunch bitch, of, you don't know what's going on.
Bunch it's of a good wind out, bunch of wine over heads.
Me that like movie. Is it better than those other movies? I can't I think say it's no,
love
but
love for old movies.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Casablanca is good though. Casablanca has good drama.
Oh, these
Casablanca
has classics, good acting. So they
it's
must
in the Nazi era.
But have you seen Casablanca?
I have twice.
I've seen it, and it's actually good drama. It's good acting. There's a lot of good stuff in it.
But Humphrey Bogart is.
Let's talk about movies.
It's a good movie for its time frame.
But the hero doesn't win in Casablanca. No, that's what I love about it. Casablanca
dies in that town. Or whatever the fuck.
Casablanca
they are.
Does a great
Italy,
job.
Wherever they are. I thought it was good for its time. I actually liked Casablanca. I liked it too. I saw it in a.
But I also think
black
that
and white theater. Loved anyway. It.
Casablanca number two, good movie.
And this is going to be agreed to be number one. The Godfather Part One.
Cool. Okay. That's
Brando's in there.
Robert De Niro. No, he's in Part Two.
Nope. In Part Two,
De Niro's
part
in Part
is,
Two.
The other guy, Pacino.
Yeah,
De Niro's Part Two.
Con.
De Niro's Part Two.
Yep.
Oh, it's a great movie.
But great all right, movie. I will agree that Casablanca.
Part Two should be in here. That's actually what should.
Godfather
be
should be there. Yes, Godfather is one Godfather, of the best movies I ever saw.
Godfather and Part One and Part Two should be number two. Citizen Kane should be Part One. Should be number one.
Godfather Part Two is number 32. That's a sad thing about this.
That God Part of Part Citizen Two should be number King. Two.
Godfather,
two
Godfather Part amazing. Two was a better movie. Yeah. I love if that. The way De Niro plays a young Godfather.
Citizen Kane deserves to be number one.
But I don't disrepute this one because this one is actually really right. Godfather was a good movie.
It was.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Well written, well acted.
Yeah, well acted.
Citizen Kane better be number one.
No.
Number
why?
One is Citizen Kane. Citizen Kane.
Why?
Best movie ever.
I haven't seen it, but why?
Why?
Of course.
Go out and get Citizen Kane, Orson Welles.
It's Orson Welles did a lot of shitty movies, though.
Citizen Kane is not a shitty movie. Citizen Kane is a perfect story. It's perfect cinematography. It's perfect acting. It's absolutely everything you want in a movie. Shame.
Why? Why, though?
All right. That list was fucked up and wrong.
No, that's all that was. I think AFI had that shit right.
Citizen
Kane was a template.
AFI doesn't like
everything that would happen.
AFI is not tuned with the real person.
That's early. That's Orson Welles era.
AFI is only in tune with pretentious fucking assholes.
No, I think they were set up
I agree with Harry.
I agree with
Harry.
With her.
Harry's right.
I agree with her blonde hair.
Nobody watches those fucking movies. No. Nobody has seen
those. The top 10, I have seen one.
The real person on the res has not seen any one of those movies.
That's true.
If anybody,
except Godfather.
Okay, let's get into that. What's the res top 10 for?
If anybody had any
film
expertise.
Ranker here. Let's go to the ranker top
10. Ranker
top 10. Number 10 is Fight Club.
Yeah.
Oh, love it.
Excellent.
Number nine. Number nine is Schindler's List.
No.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good movie.
Numbers eight is Jurassic Godfather Part 2.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be up there.
Number seven is Goodfellas.
Yes.
Even higher.
I don't like that movie.
Number six is good. The Dark Knight.
No.
Nope, lower.
That's, number five that's is Forrest Gump.
Way lower.
Oh, my God. This is fan-based.
Number four is Star Wars.
The
Part one, yes.
Well, it's
part one, yes.
Number three is Pulp Fiction.
That's a good movie.
I agree.
Yeah.
Great.
Number two is Shawshank Redemption.
Fuck that's actually
a little
true.
Lower than that, though.
No,
maybe
I,
seven.
I agree
one
with Shawshank
Father.
Seven, I'd say.
Now, that's a hell of a lot better list than that.
Yeah, that's a
one?
Better list.
What's number one?
Godfather.
No, wrong.
The original Godfather.
The original Godfather.
Godfather 2,
but I
maybe.
Agree that Shawshank Redemption should be
Godfather
higher on the list because Shawshank
why?
Redemption is
Shawshank
a great movie.
Is three?
Great characters.
You have to
great
be kidding.
Story.
But
great
it's
acting.
But it's a bullshit story by Stephen King.
But it is. It is a bullshit story.
It is a bullshit story.
Is it a fun
relate.
Story? Yes.
It is a fun
is
story.
Is Shining the fun story? Yes.
Yeah, Shining's
it's
way.
Is Shining on that list?
Yeah, I'd rather it's watch The Shining than any of those fucking
Shawshank,
movies.
Shawshank, Shining was pretty low.
I love Shawshank. I watch Shawshank every
I've
time it comes
it.
On.
Yep.
But is it a top 10 movie?
No. Think about this.
Of Fun in My Heart, it's a top 10 movie with the Care Bears. But is it that movie?
I hate Shawshank.
The best
why?
Of all time? No.
So just wait. Why do you not like Shawshank, Albert?
It's Green Mile.
Just This is why. Why do you not like Shawshank Albert?
It's too fucking easy.
Why?
I agree.
The good guy wins in the end. It's a bunch of bullshit.
That's just your own bullshit.
He gets the fuck.
That's
just because a good guy wins.
I get what you're saying.
Good guys get to win, you know.
He gets the fuck him. It's not Apocalypse Now. You know what I mean?
He gets the Apocalypse Now. There is no character development. Andy Dufresne is always a good character.
That's true.
Ends up a good character.
He gets to play records.
And he lives.
I don't give a fuck about Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
Same.
True. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm the same way. I watch
Which
that movie,
is why
I'm
The
like,
Godfather 2.
I love
two.
His picture of that chick. He's digging a hole behind it. I don't give a fuck about Andy Dufresne.
But it's always the same character.
I watch
character.
Apocalypse Now, and Marlon Brando's character is crazy.
Yeah.
But not even Martin Brando. Martin Sheen's character starts off as
he's going down.
Mr. Current, Mr. Great U of S Army.
And
he
he's
loves
going
the
downhill
US Army.
As they go on.
And then he starts to go downhill. And then he meets Colonel Kurtz and murders like, Colonel Kurtz.
He's fine with him almost.
I agree
he's almost at that
Which
point.
Is why Apocalypse Godfather 2 should be number one. Because Godfather 2 has Robert De Niro
as the killer.
Yeah, as the killer. Okay, has Robert.
Let's do this all over. Down. What is your number one movie of all time?
My number one?
Let's hear it, Harry.
Besides Big Lebowski?
Number one of all time.
No, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Any movie.
Godfather is on my list, but Big Lebowski is the one I watch all
why,
the time.
Why?
I like it too.
Pulp Fiction is my number two.
No, but why is Big Lebowski number one?
Just name one that you love.
Lebowski is number one for me for a lot of reasons, just because I just love the humor of this.
Okay.
It's just real conversations and just stupid ass conversations, right? Like what we're doing here.
It's very philosophical.
That is very, that's very much what we do.
Isn't that? They're all assholes.
And Big Lebowski is that. They don't really try to solve any problems. They just talk about this is what life is, right? Donnie dies.
That's sad died. That a Coen film died. Shouldn't been on the number 10.
They were great.
They made some great movies.
They are great.
Fargo.
But for me, that's
great
my
movie.
That
no
is
Country
my
for Old Men.
Yeah, they've made a lot of great movies.
So I watched that one.
I think I love Lebowski too. That's one of my favorites.
But I'm gonna be
best movie of all time, Lebowski. Okay.
I'm going to be controversial. I'm going to say that the best movie of all time is honestly the Christmas movie of the one with Jimmy Stewart. It's going to be.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life because it's a good movie because everything works out
it's
for
Scrooge,
everybody in that
though.
Movie.
It's Scrooged.
It is.
I love
but,
the movie too. I'm like you. I love the
but
movie.
But I love
and
the
I
sentimentality
it's the family
of it.
Man. It's Nicolas Cage having a feeling. I'm with you because I have the same emotional feeling when I watch that movie. I always do. Never changes.
I love that movie.
Every time I watch
I've
it,
seen it.
Same emotional feeling.
Last three Christmases, I've watched it. Because I didn't see it before. I've watched
I love
it,
it. I've watched
in recent years, and I'm like, this really hits
I'm
home
with you.
Me.
To me,
have anybody else seen
no,
It's a Wonderful Life?
We don't have
I've
a
seen
dad.
It about 10
but
times.
But you got to see the whole movie. It's,
you watch
it's
all
brilliant.
Through.
I've watched
he
it.
He saves his brother. I honestly love
characters
that movie.
Don't change.
I love that movie
People
too because
change.
I love Jimmy Stewart and the way he plays it and the way it's all done. Mary. I love you. It's like, honestly, like you watch a movie and it's just like when you get to the end, it's just like
holy
the beautiful scene. All
Have
the lane sign
beer.
Comes on and you're boom.
It is a good movie.
You need to get more drunk and get back
okay.
on.
So it's like, it
Mark,
should be in the top
favorite reality. Movie of all time.
Gotta be
favorite
in the top
Favorite movie of all time for me would be Goodfellas. The first time I saw a Goodfellas was the time that changed my life for movies.
That's a good awesome
I wasn't
movie.
A movie connoisseur up to that point in time. The second I saw Goodfellas, there was something about the way that was filmed and the way it was projected and the scenes were done that I wanted to watch that movie over and over.
You think
as
I'm funny?
As violent as it was.
You think I'm funny? You think I'm a clown over here?
Yeah, and he shot Spider. Like, I loved it. I honestly loved that movie. I don't know what it was. I can't explain it.
It disturbed me.
They killed
me.
Jimmy. There's nothing we could do about that.
It disturbed
I just like
me.
There was something great about this movie that I could not explain for myself, but it was brutal and I loved it. It was ghetto violence. Is
it
what
hurt
it was.
Me.
It was ghetto violence. And I was in the ghetto at the time, and you see the best guy get killed, you're just like, yep, that's the way it goes. You honestly think that. And it's like,
yes.
I love
but
the
I don't
way,
want
the reality in this thing.
I want the world
that
to
was
work
real,
like that.
Real life, I thought.
Mark?
Best movie of all time for Albert. Me, Stanley Kubrick, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh
yeah.
My God, why?
2001 A Space Odyssey.
Why is it the best movie?
Can we choke him out
it's
right
future.
Now?
Oh.
Because that wasn't even listed in any of these lists.
No, this is the future.
Yeah, this is you've listed a movie that's not even anything.
Stanley Kubrick, first of all, is the most visual, best storytelling director of all
time.
He
also did The Shining. He made it.
Did The Shining.
Awesome. It's not Home
Clockwork
Alone.
Orange.
Yep.
All of them.
All good movies.
But
fucking
then
amazing
why that
movies.
One, 2001?
Why? 2001,
though? What hit you?
the visual aspect of it, but also the idea of evolution and how amazing it is and how the powerful beginning. It is. Everything. It goes from the beginning to the evolution of AI.
Right, because he's moving.
He's moving.
Because all of a sudden Hal's alive.
And the movie Hal keeps going, over. But it also goes to human evolution. To the next evolution of humanity. But it's not just that. It's everything. It's the story. It's the visual. It's the music. It's everything put together.
It really is.
It's the perfect Kubrick movie. And Kubrick is the best director of all time.
It's about a 2-hour movie and a bit. Yep. Honestly, I watch it every time it comes on. I just think that's such a... It's not even how good of a movie.
A very long-ass, boring visuals. Movie.
It's the way it's filmed. It is
boring.
Let me run on a treadmill for fucking 2 hours.
I've seen it a couple of times, and I have
better.
To say...
That's a better experience.
I don't understand it. I don't
it's
understand
the way
it.
It's filmed. You gotta sit there and
it's
just
beautiful.
Focus.
It is good, but I don't understand really good, it.
Man. Me and the dude sat through it and we watched it.
It's like said, watching an art film turn into a movie. It's
very
like that good.
Very yeah. visually
like,
pleasing.
It is very
Pink
artsy.
I like that part of it.
That's it is the Pink Floyd's of movies.
It is the Pink Floyd of movies. That's how good that shit is. You just kind of follow it and all of a sudden it's Hal. How are you but doing? Then, and then it's like, boom, and you're into this movie. I've watched it about 6 times. I love it every time I watch it. I'm like, it doesn't get old. It's one of those movies you never lose interest in.
Yeah,
for some
that's
odd
true. I've seen
I
it a couple times.
Why. The intro will get you. The fucking intro piece will get you. Then you get.
I
the
think I get
owl,
the intro.
That'll get you somewhere. This you're improvising and learning every time you watch that movie. It's like The Shining. You're gonna find something new. You're gonna find something that you like, and you're gonna focus on a new character. It's just the way it is with those guys, that with Kubrick's movies.
Yeah. He was
it's a good
genius.
Director. He's a really good director.
The greatest.
Yeah, I know.
For
I love
me,
that
for
movie.
Me, the greatest.
I love 2001. Every
but
time
then
it comes
what about
on,
some
I watch
of his
it.
Other movies? Not all of his movies are
Clockwork
great.
Clockwork Orange is amazing. Shining was amazing.
It's not Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut is not
okay,
amazing.
That's garbage,
but that was his last movie ever, though.
And he's getting old. But you get to those great ones, especially from the 60s and 70s.
But,
I don't know.
But,
I think that might have been the best
catalog
right there.
But is that
the
movie
right
people
there.
Aren't watching anymore?
Yes, it's still relevant. 2001 still relevant.
To
yes,
a point.
Because Hal has not happened
but
yet.
But nobody's watching.
Hal is going to happen. That's what Kubrick's saying. Hal will happen to you. Hal will become
this
computer-generated machine that will take over consciousness. And he will.
It's true.
Computer-generated machines will do it. This is, what, 71?
Stephen Hawking.
It's a Wonderful Life will also happen to you. It's a Wonderful Life is about a man who tries to live his
it's
life according to his dreams.
Spiritual
and
bullshit.
And all of his dreams come to pass because he
bullshit.
Gives up all of his dreams to follow the what's
okay,
right.
Okay, tell me one thing. Can your computer take you over?
Yeah, it's true, but if you watch It's a
Done
Wonderful
deal,
Life, can
so
your dream...
The Matrix is that
if you watch
of,
It's a
the
Wonderful
Matrix
Life...
is real, too,
if you watch,
of that same shit.
If you watch
because
A Wonderful
can.
Life...
And Terminator.
Is there some dreams that you've always movies. Had that have never come true? It's a Wonderful Life tells those stories.
I like the hope in that movie. I
because
really
that's the truth. Because the
like
truth is inside. About being a human being, and this is the truth, think about some of the things that you never got to do. Have you got to go to Cancun? You never got to go
never,
to some of those
never,
great things that you ever want to do because that's what It's a Wonderful Life is about. You always want to do those great big things. You always want to do those things, but you never got to because you're not... Have any of us ever flown to the moon? No.
No.
You know why? Because that's a pipe dream. That's never going to happen. It might happen in 2001. Great.
No,
because
but there are
that's
guys
fucking,
that do. There are
no.
guys that do.
How many? One or two out of 7 billion?
Thousands?
No. How many people
have
been to the moon?
That could fly to the moon? Yes.
Could fly to
you
the moon. How many people have been to the moon?
You know what would be awesome? If 6 billion people would fly to the moon.
Fuck
the
you,
fuck
Harry. Fuck off.
Leave all the Muslims
fucking
here? Okay.
Right.
But 2001
Me
is about...
Me and all the Muslims.
It's about evolution.
At
that's,
its very core, 2001
that's
is about
really
the
is.
Process of evolution.
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't
you
want
go
to
from,
fucking watch
you
that
go from
bullshit.
Monkey state, and even before that...
I want to watch Planet of the Apes.
I think that's
watch
what it
that.
Is.
No, because...
I watch, that's what I see
just
too
wait,
when
just
I watch that movie.
If you're going from a monkey state to the evolution, you're trying to say you believe in some sort of a hope of...
You're
evolution.
Over, you're overselling.
There's a hope of an evolution.
It's a little
right?
before Monkey State.
People want
to
be.
But then they get to Monkey State, and that's the one you see. And then it goes to humans. But
let's
humans
get to the basic.
Farther.
Let's get to the basic
is
truth
that not
of
true,
why
though?
Do you love that movie?
Because humans say, take it farther. That's what realized for me. That movie is that humans take it farther. They take it a little further, and we're sitting here imagining what that further is. For me, 2001 says, I think I know what that further is.
I also think that that's what you get from...
But we're in 2015.
right. And I'm thinking we're he knows what that... I think Kubrick predicted it. Yeah, but I really do.
But it's not about space exploration. The Internet. Real truth of human experiences we're that we're trying to get to human can experiences.
Can a computer experience take you over? Can he get so smart that he can do that?
A computer experience love? Can a computer
doesn't matter experience... what loves, doesn't matter what that. Can he overdecide you?
Because those are the things that matter to human beings.
Not to a computer though. Logic. You have to think about, love doesn't go into logic all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Because that's how the Grinch moved along with logic. And all of that stuff worked out badly for him. Okay. Then bear the
that's
feelings.
Not how it always works though. But
feelings
love can
trump
overrule
logic.
Sometimes it
feelings
does.
Trump logic. That's but what I think.
But in 2001, Hal doesn't win.
No, Hal
wins. The human spirit wins.
Yeah,
the human spirit.
Which is a feeling,
the
which
human
is what
spirit,
alters in my movie.
The human spirit of Dave keeps going on and on. He explores.
No matter this, no matter what's
he keeps
going,
and he goes to that next evolution
it's
of humanity.
It's a wonderful life. It's a Wonderful Life is better than that movie.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Because it's all about
this
feeling.
This is a Wonderful Life. Hal is a Wonderful Life.
Have you ever fallen in love?
Because he's pushing to every end zone he
have
could go
to. Have you ever fallen in love?
Yeah, but that's
love?
All universal bullshit.
Mary.
Who hasn't fallen in love?
Mary.
So what?
Because
love
nobody
is a bunch of bullshit.
Ever fallen in love with logic.
You know what's
nobody
better than love?
Love.
You know what's you know what's more powerful than love? Lust. Fuck love.
No.
That's right.
Lust is more powerful. Trait. The only reason why you're even sitting at this microphone is because someone had lust.
That's right. Evil lust. You came
pure
because of that.
Animal physical lust.
So I'm Dave. Full evil lust.
We're all because of this. Because someone all wanted right. to fucking hump that night.
Love
that's
is a bunch of bullshit.
Here.
I'm lusting after that.
That's true.
You know what I like about that?
Randomness. I can't dispute that, but...
But Arnold that's 2001. Lust. When you get to 2001, you see this.
But I want to believe that there's a reason for my life. That's why I love
but
that's a wonderful
no,
life.
But there is no reason. It's all random.
But those why those
biological
are the,
chemicals.
It's all logical
movies.
But your reason for your life is logical.
All right.
Imagine yourself.
I'm just saying
it was illogical.
Saying, those two movies.
But
should
okay,
be
what does your life mean to you? Just tell me this much. What does your life mean to you?
Okay, first
everything.
Of all, It's a Wonderful Life is not the best movie of all
it's
time.
It's one of the best movies.
No, I love
well,
it
well, but
I'm
neither is 2001
that.
Is not the
I
best
love
movie.
That movie.
It sure is.
Because,
but 2001
no, it's
got
not,
true
because nobody understands that movie.
Watch
but
that movie.
Ask anybody who's seen it. Nobody's seen it.
Watch,
you know why? Because that movie makes no
watch
fucking sense.
Watch 2001 on a fucking big screen now, and you will still love it.
I've seen it in the theaters, and it's more impressive than It's a Wonderful Life.
I've seen it a couple of times, but it doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
It's still good on a big screen.
But it doesn't give you a
movie screen.
It doesn't give you a real round out idea of who you are.
Let's watch Interstellar. Let's all agree that Interstellar is the best movie.
I love Interstellar. Interstellar is great, though.
But it's not the great movie.
2001 has the building to it. It builds to that philosophy.
Yeah.
You watch
no, it
like Shining.
Doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It starts off
yes,
with the base
does.
Evolution, then it goes to computer evolution,
no, no, no.
Then it goes to the second evolution
so
of humanity.
You believe that it does,
no, it's
whereas
there.
As Colin Man. The
other it's
movie,
there.
I'm
you've
well,
never
I've
seen
this
it.
Movie. You see it happening.
Anyway, but we're talking about film direction.
But that's how good a movie that is, though.
It's
I
not that
that's how good.
No,
we can argue forever with that movie. That's how good that movie is.
Evil Dead's number one.
No. No,
Evil,
not.
Dead,
Evil
2.
Dead is number one.
Evil Dead 2 is number one, maybe. But
Evil Dead
one,
2
no.
is number one.
Lebowski is number one.
Lebowski, the Life of Brian, maybe.
Life
on comedy scales, maybe.
Holy
but
Grail.
Even they're not number one, they're probably top 10.
Lebowski's way up there for me, too.
Holy I would say Lebowski.
Yeah, Lebowski's up there.
I'd say Life of Brian's probably top 10. I'd say Lebowski's probably top 20.
Life of Brian should be up there, too.
Yeah, I think comedies, those comedies...
Not for me, I never really got into that one. Holy Grail, I really enjoyed.
Holy Grail.
Holy
Grail
is funnier.
Just love those arguments in that movie.
Life of Brian, though, made some good points about
just
the
stupid.
Birth of
Christ. I just love the Life of Brian. I think Holy Grail is a good movie. It's cheap, though.
It's stupid comedy is all it is.
You watch The Life of Brian, there's a lot more, I don't know, speech or something.
There's a depth to it.
There is. There were the Judas people of blah, 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 and then were the people who step out of Judea. Fuck you. It's like, you know, and that was really happening at the time.
Call me Brenda.
That's what they you want to be a woman?
Yeah.
Fuck reality. You want it's like, but they are hitting some
they're
real
way ahead of their
points
time.
There. And I was like, man, these guys are good. I was like, I watched that movie over and over again. I'm like, these guys are good, really good at their comedy. It's an in-depth comedy, and only people that are going to sit there and study with wit will get it. If you don't get it, you haven't studied it.
How is this a podcast?
But we're talking about the, how many top what movies?
Top 10 in there.
Yeah. And some of the best movies of all time, I think of, I always think of Scorsese. I can't help it.
But then everybody has their own list. Scorsese
made some really good ones.
Everybody makes their own lists, right? Yeah. I got my whole top 5, top 10 lists are probably way different than anybody else's.
Yeah. That's true for me, too.
Let's hear them.
I know I could put Big Lebowski's going to be on there. Pulp Fiction is going to be on there.
Yeah.
The Sandlot is going to be out there, be on there. I don't give a shit what you think. It's my fucking list. Your list is fucked. This is my list. Fucking
suck my cock. That one, anyway.
Where the fuck was it?
Sandlot.
Okay. Thank You for Smoking is on that list.
Oh.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Sandlot?
Yeah. I've seen it. I like it. I actually like it.
See, these are, but they're on my list for a reason. I like
Philip Morris bullshit.
Like, they're on my list.
But see,
this is my list.
Your list is up for judgment. You have to remember this.
And The Godfather, of course, was on my list.
For sure.
I'll watch that every single time.
What about Goodfellas?
I'll watch Rocky 3 and Rocky 4.
Kills Apollo Creed.
They're just so stupid.
So let's go on. I got my 5 list. I've got to say that It's a Wonderful Life, because it doesn't stray from its story.
I like this movie, too. I watch it every year.
Yeah. You also got to say things like...
It's a Horror Life.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's a 13th Avenue Life. Texas Chainsaw.
That's a good movie.
That's in the top 5, I think.
It's a good movie. It's scary, and it stays scary right through the end.
And it's original. There's nothing like that movie. It's
original.
I like that about that. That one speaks to me.
Yep. Anyway, that's it. Go ahead.
Two of top 5. For me, I always look at the movies and I think of the whole breadth of it, and I think, okay, what's the best in the past? For me, what I know is 90s to now. That's where I watched the most movies. But I look back and I think, okay, well, there's some great 80s, or is there?
No, there's
Spice.
Okay, I don't
Spice
Money
World.
Pit. Money Pit.
Spice World was awesome. In the Burbs, into that.
90s. Is there anything good there? For me, what stands out and the first movie that hit me was Goodfellas. And and I don't know what it is about these mobster movies that I love.
I hate mobster movies.
Raging Bull. And Raging Bull, it wasn't so much about that movie that De Niro treated Pesci a certain way. When De Niro started going downhill, but he goes to this Vegas showcase kind of guy, and he fucking does that that fucking scene. And he's like, I could have been a contender. And I was like, when you watch that scene, you honestly think, De Niro did that scene. But it was Brando's scene. It could have been a contender. It could have been someone, he says. But you really feel that for Jake LaMotta. It's like he was building and he could have been someone. But the way De Niro does it, you remember De Niro's scene. But if you watch On the Waterfront with that's not there, you see the way he does it. It's great. But De Niro does it in a way that fits that movie. It's so fucking good that you're like, that's a winner. That's a winner. There's no fucking way of beating this movie. And Raging Bull never won goddamn jack shit. But I've watched Raging Bull about 10 times. It's a great movie. Scorsese's movie. It's the greatest.
That's one he should have won an Oscar for.
That was the one that he should have won it on, a black and white with Pesci. Goodfellas was number 3
for me. He lost to some dumbass movie that year.
Goodfellas was number 3 for me. Gangs of New York.
Yeah.
And this is all Scorsese. Because I love this violence mixed with humanity. And that's what he's doing. Bill the Butcher. You can't beat Bill the Butcher as the greatest villain ever. You can have Darth Vader beside Bill the Butcher in Gangs of New York. Bill wins.
No, Darth Vader wins.
Nope. Daniel Day-Lewis' character, Bill the Butcher,
Darth Vader
is so
has the
fucking
form.
Good.
No. The worst villain is Hitler in Schindler's List. So you can't beat
We
that.
Never see him, but okay. Yeah. But Bill the Butcher's character Hitler in Gangs, honestly, Daniel Day-Lewis probably did the best character I've ever seen in a movie that I've ever watched. And that's what capulated me to watch that movie. It wasn't DiCaprio, it wasn't anybody else, but Bill the Butcher. The way his attitude was, the way Daniel Day-Lewis played him, so fucking good. Best villain ever, as far as I'm concerned. Best villain of all time.
Moving on.
Those were the top 5. After that, it's Care Bears movie. No, I'm just kidding.
The Care Bears.
But those are the 5 that I look at and I think, to me, I go towards violence. Star Wars will never be the best movie. Those kind of movies will never be the best.
They're good movies, but not the best.
The Lego movie.
The Lego movie will never be the best movie.
Albert. What are your best movies?
2001, number 1. Probably Citizen Kane.
Why is 2001
though? Probably Godfather 2. Oh,
Godfather 2 for sure. I
haven't seen Citizen Kane yet.
No Country for Old Men.
That's a Coen movie though. That's their best Coen movie.
Probably Lebowski.
Yeah, I love Lebowski.
This show is quirky.
If I go with humor, I think of Monty Python, Life of Brian, I think of Lebowski. Those are the only two that are at the pinnacle. Nothing else could get up there. You can have Richard Pryor stand up. You could have anything. But those two movies, there's something about the philosophy in them that just speaks when you watch them.
This is why I gotta say stand-up movies never last at the best movies.
No.
Because they're always contextual for the time. And you can't bring that to the modern time.
Yeah, you can't.
Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy got away with that stuff. Even, what's his name, George Carlin got away with that stuff because of the times.
You can't move.
They say that today, not a funny.
Oh. But how is Star Wars? Star Wars not on anybody's list?
Because Star Wars is scientifically.
Star Wars is a cultural icon.
Change your life.
Everybody knows Star Wars.
Yeah, everybody knows it. But I know about Goodfellas.
80, everybody knows Star Wars.
Yeah. Right now, it's one of those imaginative movies that stays with you.
Yeah. Everybody also knows Darth Vader.
I also know the Dallas TV show, which didn't change my life.
No, but Star Wars, the original Star Wars.
JR changed your life.
Yeah.
He wore a condom.
He shouldn't have, though.
No, because a movie is memorable doesn't make it great.
No, Star Wars is pretty good.
But Star Wars is pretty philosophically good, too. Like, I admit that about 77 or 78 Star Wars. I admit that, and I'm watching it. The very first one,
Star Wars.
Yeah, the very first one. It's really good. It's a really good movie.
For its time.
But is it George Lucas?
Is it better than 2001? No. Good?
You have to say that to yourself. Did he write something that just... When 2001
came out?
Changed the world? He did.
68.
Yeah, that's way before Star Wars.
But 2001?
That movie is way better.
It's probably realistic.
Yeah, but what have people seen?
Star Wars is scientific.
Which has had more impact? I'm going to say Star fiction. Wars. Star Wars has had more impact.
Star Wars is popular. 2001 is the philosophical movie that made you think.
It's science
these
fiction.
Are not the droids you look
Even
for.
As I watched 2001 today.
I have a droid right here.
These are not the movies you're
talking about. He's all right with that.
If I watch those two movies together, 2001
if
makes
I
me
do
think
this, though, these Star are not Wars the movies. Is just like...
Star Wars is a good Hollywood movie.
It is Hollywood.
But that's the best it can be.
It's scientific. It's science fiction.
2001 makes
Which
you
I love
think.
Star Wars, Star Trek 4.
You're trying to overthink this, though. Star Wars is probably the most culturally relevant movie out there.
No. Fight Club is a cultural relevant
movie. No, because Star Wars is going to have another new release, and people are going to go to it by the thousands, the millions, billions of people.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean money movie. Means
No,
success.
But people are going to go to this because they've bought into this franchise where they have not bought into... Stanley
money
Kubrick's 2001.
They're a bunch of idiots.
Money Pit
that's
Part
what,
2.
That just shows you the world
not
is
bought
stupid.
Into World Coen Brothers movies.
Yeah, Money Pit
Whereas
Part 2.
They have bought into Star Wars by the droves. There's no other movie like that.
Wachowski movies also should be on there.
There's no other movie like Star Wars, though.
Yes.
No, but there's a movie like The Matrix. That's not even
what
on anybody's
No, but
that's
in this
what
sense
about
of how it reaches this community, how it reaches culture, how it reaches North
Everybody's
America
different
and
about
the world.
Movies. Yeah. Movies are so selective.
It's almost like Christianity.
There's no one way to look at a movie. It's selective, right? So what your favorite filmmaker and what they do with what their film is going to be up to you and you and you. I look at Wes Anderson and I see him in the top 10 because I see Wes Anderson's movies as hilariously, innocently, funny and meeting on a human level in some weird way. Yeah. You can watch Rushmore and Rushmore hits a point somewhere. I just don't know what it is, but it hits that point. And it's like, yep, got it. Boom. That's a great movie, as innocent and stupid as it is.
Yeah.
It just
it's
does
a wonderful
what it's going
life.
To do.
Changed my life. It was a great movie.
I love It's a Wonderful Life, too. I'm the same way. I fucking love it. I watch it every year. For me, it's kind of like, it's a very
I'll
moving
watch
movie.
It all the time.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, maybe.
Yeah, that's also a great
that's
movie.
Just, you know, it's like watching that kind of movie. That thing where they
but there's
hit
that
it.
One off movie.
Yeah.
Which is weird, right? Like, it's. Like, I watched that
I
movie.
Think that directors have that one movie, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, and they get the one great one. Well, that's not true. Scorsese has probably directed six.
Scorsese shouldn't have won for Departed. Departed was a trite movie.
Based
Departed
on
was
real,
terrible.
But based on a real guy.
It was, but it was actually based on a Japanese movie that was filmed before he did it. He didn't make
But he
that
altercated
movie.
To make it to Boston. No. They made it intentionally for Baldy.
He did. For James White. He did, but he wanted because they just realized, oh, I guess he should eventually win.
Yeah, we should have given this guy an Oscar.
We should give this guy an Oscar. You know, I wish there wasn't that movie that they gave it for him.
It was a good movie, though.
They should have gave it for him Raging Bull. They should have gave him for any of those.
DiCaprio gets killed. The only person that lives is Wahlberg. That's what I liked with the movie.
But the whole Wahlberg was the fucking plant. Everybody knew it.
He wasn't the plant. He wasn't the plant. Because he busted him.
No, because...
He said you deserve to die for being a fucking cunt traitor.
Because in that movie, Nicholas says, Jack Nicholson says, you're not a cop, are you? I know you're a cop. No, you're not a cop. Okay, whatever. I'll just go with that. And like,
he's a federal agent. That's the worst
fucking movie ever.
But Nicholson's a federal agent. Should he give a shit?
Yeah.
Exactly. If you're a federal agent, you wouldn't care.
It's terrible.
Below you, wouldn't care.
Hate Departed.
I didn't hate it.
Oh, right. We're at the end of this podcast. It's been going on way too long.
Yeah, our kids are starving in the car.